Welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. The Vikings have just returned from an overnight trip in San Francisco where they dropped the season opener to the 49ers. Time to figure out what went wrong and how to beat the Lions. Let's get to your questions. The first question comes from Austin. What do you think the problem was? Well, in football, it all starts up front. The Vikings were outworked on the offensive line and on the defensive line. They couldn't run the football to keep the 49ers defense off balance, and the 49ers were able to run the football. That kept our defense off balance, and we weren't able to pressure Colin Kaepernick. To beat the Lions, the offensive and defensive lines are going to have to play better. The next question comes from Jeffrey. Can the defense find an answer for the run? I think they can. Mike Zimmer and his staff are going to go to the film room and dissect what went wrong against the San Francisco 49ers. Remember, the Vikings defense made huge strides in terms of pass defense last year. That was a priority. Stopping the run is going to become the priority this week, and I think Zimmer and his crew can get it done. Mike in Goodwin, South Dakota has the next question. What will Zimmer's response to this be? Well, one thing that will work in favor of Coach Zimmer is that with a young Teddy Bridgewater developing, with Adrian Peterson returning, the addition of Mike Wallace and the defense improving, there was a lot of hype. Coach Zimmer's point all along is that the team is not where they need to be if they want to reach their goals. So now Coach Zimmer will have some teaching tape to use this week as the team gets ready for the Detroit Lions and they try and fix some of the mistakes that happened against the Niners. The next question comes from Jessica in Miami. Did you think it was strange Adrian only got 10 carries? There was so much hype about him coming back. I think going forward, Adrian will get more and more carries. But remember, the San Francisco 49ers came into the game knowing that they had to stop Adrian Peterson. So I'm sure there were runs that Teddy had to check out of and go to passes because there were too many men in the box. Going forward, expect Adrian to get more runs and North Turner to find a way to get the running game going. The next question comes from Steven. Are you worried about the 5 sacks Teddy took tonight? You're always worried when the quarterback goes down. But remember, sacks are not at the blame of just the offensive line. Wide receivers have to get open, offensive linemen, tight ends, and running backs have to block, and the quarterback has to get rid of the ball on time. With 5 sacks, I'm sure all of those aspects of pass protection have to improve, and I think it will against the Detroit Lions, a team that's very good at rushing the passer. Larry has the last question. Are there any free agents who can help? Well, you may see some teams sign free agents now that week one has passed and veteran contracts are not guaranteed, but I don't think that's the route the Vikings will go. The Vikings have the players on the roster to get the job done. It's a matter of finding the mistakes from the 49ers game, correcting them, and putting that into action against the Lions. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6, but we're going to be back next week after the Vikings and Lions NFC North Showdown on the University of Minnesota campus. So please submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen, and we'll see you next week.